Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Ben Rose, director of the Greater Wildwoods Tourism Bureau.
We're producing a neon sign because neon is what the Wildwoods are all about.
Yes! Yeah,
so we have a neon Don Giordano show sign. So funny. We have this giant colorful parachute that we put out. It's about a 50-foot parachute. And the babies are put directly in the center, and they have to crawl to the edge. So the parents are screaming and yelling, trying to get their babies to crawl to the edge. Inevitably, one goes out of the chute real fast and almost gets to the edge and sits. And no matter what the parents do, they can't get that baby to move. And then eventually, a baby slowly will crawl right past them and reach the finish line. And it drives the parents nuts, but it's all in fun. And it's just wholesome and just fun seeing all those families, babies and toddlers waddling and crawling.
Dan is a guy who really likes to bet, like FanDuel and all. So could we get
a little betting
line on the baby next year? I would choose the chubby baby, and the parents should be holding up something babies with
peanut butter or something.
Peanut butter or something. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's a prelude of our baby parade, our annual baby parade, which has been a tradition since 1909 on the boardwalk in Wildwood. So that's exciting. That's tomorrow night at 6 p.m., and you could still register your babies for that parade.
Ah, Dan, you had a question?
I got a question because we got someone here I'm sitting across the glass from who has Luke and DJ and is hyper-competitive himself, and I can only imagine him on the sidelines if Luke or DJ were a baby in this contest, yelling at the top of his lungs to elbow some other babies out of the way. You ever had to pull a parent aside and say, tone it down a little bit, sir?
I could see a great promotion. I could see Dan in a diaper.
Yes!
Being crawling on the course.
Absolutely.
What do you think?
Look, Greg Stocker, I have a hotline.
Why is this involved running? I'm in it.
I have the red phone here, the hotline to Greg Stocker. I'm going to text him on that, tell him this is an idea we can still get in this summer. But Dan, Ben,
get great media coverage on that.
Absolutely. Dan gave me, now this is the Wildwoods. This is also kind of quirky. On weekends coming up, two exciting weekends in August, you have both baseball on the beach, and then you also have the 14th annual Tattoo Beach Bash.
Same weekend.
Coming up,
yeah.
Same weekend.
Baseball on the beach has grown tremendously. We now have to have it two weekends because it gets sold out every time. And we expanded the number of fields on the beach. And it's a different game. When you hit the ball, it doesn't roll. So, they're running in the sand. They're trying to field in the sand. And it's really an exciting, fun activity for the kids. And like I said, it has expanded now to two weekends. And then at the same time, we have the Tattoo Beach Bash inside the convention center, where we'll have over 100 of the top tattoo artists from all over the country, including masters from Ink Masters and some of the major tattoo artists who tattoos big rock stars and lots of movie stars. And they'll be here. And you actually can schedule a session and get a tattoo during that three-day convention.
Always something going on in the Wildwoods.
Hold on.
Yes.
Can we make something
always something
here?
Going on.
No, no tattoo.
Come on, no Dom show or it's Dom time.
No, not Dom. Oh, my God.
Get Ben Rose's face on your back?
Yeah, that's. I'd do anything for the Wildwoods, but that's a little bit too much. So, Ben, we will.
What about the Wildwood sign on your back?
There you go. I like that.
Ben. There you go, with the beach balls.
Hey, can I underline something before Ben goes?
Yeah.
This is what I love about the Wildwoods. Is when you have kids in the family, going down to a beach resort and not having much to do. And it seems like you guys over the Guatita always seem to have something going on, even on weeknights. You guys got the concerts. You have.
Oh, yeah.
One thing I'm curious about, Friday nights, you guys still doing those Friday night fireworks?
Every Friday night at 10 p.m., Friday night fireworks on the beach. And what's exciting about that, you can actually go down on the beach and watch the fireworks explode directly overhead. And you feel the percussion in your chest. So it's a whole different experience, experiencing fireworks that way. But you can see the fireworks from anywhere on the island throughout the Wildwoods. And they go on every single Friday night through about the second week in September.
Ben, great stuff as always. We'll be headed down to see you guys and then again in August. So where do we go for all the things for tourists, shoebies, and the like in the Wildwoods?
Yeah, our website has it all, and our website is wildwoodsnj.com.
Ben, thank you. Thanks for understanding, too, all the stuff this week, and we really appreciate hearing from you, as always.
Yeah, it's been a busy week. Thanks, Dom, and thanks, Dan.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.